It is 5 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Meeting in Ukraine ends in disagreement. A meeting of the foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France ended today in disagreement over who's to blame for the violations of the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. The top diplomats met in Paris amid uncertainty that the ceasefire agreement will hold. Lisa Bryant has more.
The four-way meeting in Paris produced a joint statement read out by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius.
Nous quatre nous appelons.
Fabius said the four ministers called for the strict application of all agreements that were reached in previous negotiations in Minsk, starting with a ceasefire and a complete withdrawal of heavy weapons. A declaration released by the French Foreign Ministry also called for reinforcement of a mission by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and a guarantee of full access to all Ukrainian conflict zones so the OSCE monitors can inspect the ceasefire firsthand. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Meanwhile, an independent Russian newspaper has published what it says is a strategy document calling for Russia to annex Crimea and parts of eastern Ukraine. The paper says the document was presented to Russian leaders shortly before Ukraine's pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych was forced out of power. Activists say Islamic State militants have kidnapped at least 90 Assyrian Christians during raids in northeastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said scores of people were abducted after fighting ended in the Khabur area of Hasaka province on Monday. IS fighters have routinely targeted religious and ethnic minorities using kidnappings and killings in their quest for territorial expansion across Syria and Iraq. This